Welcome to this mindfulness practice. Taking the time to engage in this way strengthens our capacity to be more fully present in our lives, learning to be with things as they are, and to be with ourselves as we are. In this practice, we are giving ourselves permission to simply be, to engage in non-doing, with a genuine interest in knowing ourselves more intimately. The present moment is truly the only one we ever have to experience. And by bringing patience and a gentle friendliness to what's arising, we are learning to turn towards ourselves with more sensitivity and kindness. This practice is often done sitting, but if sitting is not possible for you today, taking the time now to find whatever posture is most appropriate for you to be awake and alert but comfortable. And now, if you are sitting, letting the shoulders and the jaw relax, letting the base of the body be heavy, supporting the uprightness of the spine and torso. Feeling the spine rising up from the pelvis, straight but not rigid, the chest opening to make space for the breath, and the head balancing at the top of the spine. Inviting perhaps the release of any tension in the muscles of the neck or the face. Gently closing the eyes or lowering the gaze, alert, awake, and present. Noticing as you settle into the posture the variety of sounds, sensations, thoughts, and emotions that might be present in this moment in time. And letting everything be exactly as it is. And as you're ready, narrowing the focus of awareness onto the sensations of breathing, allowing everything else to move to the background as you notice the feeling of the flow of air into and out of the body. Being with the sensations of breathing just as it is. No need to try and change or improve anything. Simply bringing all your focus to the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Sensing where you feel the breath most distinctly. Perhaps at the nostrils. Or the upper lip. Where the air is entering the body. It might be at the chest. Or the abdominal area, rising and falling. Just seeing wherever you notice the breath right now. And simply being with it as best you can. Noticing how the breath happens all on its own. Each breath totally new. Unique, never having been breathed before. We can never be in a future breath or a past breath. We only have this breath and this one and this one each breath a new moment, a fresh experience. Bringing the fullness of your attention to the present moment, breath by breath. At some point, you will notice that attention has moved away from the breath, pulled into a thought, a memory, reviewing something that has already happened, or planning something in the future, or worrying about something that might happen. It might even be a thought about breathing. Each time this happens, where you're pulled into a thought, you can take a moment to acknowledge where the mind has gone, and then choose to come right back to the direct experience of the object of attention that we're working with, in this case, the breath, without harshness or negativity towards yourself, as we know that all minds wander, but with kindness, firmly and gently returning to the present, as an act of love to yourself. Knowing that you can use the awareness of the breath to refocus your attention whenever you become distracted or preoccupied. The breath can be a powerful anchor to the present moment. Now we will be moving awareness to include physical sensations in the body. It may be useful to start with points of contact. Perhaps aware of the feet in contact with the ground. Maybe the physical sensation of sitting. You might even be aware of the muscles and bones that are working to hold this upright sitting position. And then we will begin to expand the awareness to include the entire body sitting here, bringing our attention to physical sensations that arise from moment to moment. There could be a heat or coolness. Tension or tingling. Throbbing, itching. The sensation of pain. Or neutrality. Aware of any physical sensation that becomes distinct until the next most distinct sensation arises. Exploring the different nuances of the sensation. Having a direct experience of the body just as it is. Noticing the physicality of the body from moment to moment. perhaps noticing that some sensations might lead to resistance, a sense of pushing away or wanting things to be different. If there are certain sensations arising that are uncomfortable, perhaps even painful, recognizing that you have a choice in how to respond and how you are in relation to those sensations. It's possible to slowly, with deliberateness and awareness, choose to adjust your position if you think that might be helpful. Noticing how things continue to shift and change. Or you may choose to bring attention very close to the sensation itself, narrowing the focus and exploring. Investigating the dimensions of the boundaries of the sensation. Is it deep or shallow? Ragged or defined? Noting the exact boundaries and qualities of the sensation. Is it sharp, dull, warm or cool? Stabbing, throbbing. Bringing a kind and gentle inquisitiveness even to this discomfort to see exactly what is here. Not an analysis from the mind, but knowing the experience directly through sensation. You might notice the transient nature of sensation, how it's not static or solid, how the sensations may dissipate or strengthen or shift in some way. Each moment is unique, coming to be and passing away, the coming and going of so many different sensations in the body, and seeing if we can bring a friendly curiosity even to the unpleasant moments. And perhaps checking in again now to see where your attention is. And if it's drifted off, there's no need to give yourself a hard time. Each time you know the mind has gone off somewhere else, you're already back in that moment. So now choosing to return the awareness to the direct experience of the entire body, the physical sensations of this moment. We'll be bringing our attention now to the soundscape, allowing our sense of hearing to come into the foreground. Not going out looking for sounds, just being receptive to what is received by the ears. doing our best to notice with the quality we call beginner's mind, noticing as if for the first time, before we had labels for the sounds or memories or ideas about what might be making the sound or what it might mean, and just resting with the direct experience of hearing as best as we can. Curious, present, noticing sounds. How some sounds may be experienced as pleasant, some as unpleasant, and some may be neutral. Staying open and present to the soundscape as it is, as it unfolds moment to moment. There might be sounds close in, possibly even from within the body. And there might be an awareness of sounds from within the room. Or the house. Or even from farther out in the environment. Staying open to the soundscape, bringing an awareness to the sounds that are delivered to us moment by moment. Just aware of sounds coming and going. Rising and falling. There's no need to picture what the sounds are, or create a story or image around them. Aware of the transient nature as sounds arise and dissipate. Awake, alert, fully present to the soundscape. We will begin to move our attention now to thoughts arising in the mind, inviting the activity of thinking to become the object of awareness. For so many of us, thoughts can seem to be a distraction in our practice, an annoyance, something that takes us out of the present moment. The invitation here is to see thinking as just an activity of the mind, like the breath is just activity in the lungs. Not getting caught up in the content of the thoughts, but noticing thoughts as they arise and then pass away. Not solid, they're not permanent, acknowledging whatever thoughts arise, without judgment, understanding that thoughts arise in the mind because of the conditions of the lives we've led. We are not our thoughts. We don't need to identify with them or believe them or react to them. Just letting them be. Aware of their comings and goings from moment to moment. And sometimes when there's the permission to turn towards thoughts, no thoughts arise. And if that happens, just being aware of the space between thoughts. What is that space like? And as we sit with thoughts, we are not moving into the thoughts or pushing away from them, just having an awareness that thoughts are occurring. Seeing if it's possible to be curious about this activity without getting caught up in the content. You might notice many different kinds of thoughts, like wishing, planning, evaluating, analyzing, worrying, remembering, rehearsing. It could be anything. Noticing thoughts as they come, stay a while, and then dissolve. It's the nature of the mind to think. Just like it's the nature of the stomach to digest food. Seeing if it's possible to have compassion rather than judgment toward yourself when the mind has gone off somewhere else. Not trying to stop the mind from thinking, just not being identified with the thoughts. Noticing it as a process. And coming back to this noticing each time we find we've been lost in the content of a thought, which will, of course, happen at times. This is the practice of 1,000 new beginnings. You might notice thoughts arising slowly, like a trickle of water. Or at times, the thoughts may move quickly, like a torrent. Just noticing however they show up, allowing. And for some people, it can be helpful to imagine thoughts as if they were clouds floating through a sky. and your awareness is like the sky, vast, able to hold any and all kinds of clouds without getting disturbed. Seeing the cloud, aware of it, and then noticing as it floats on by, on its own time frame. No need to rush it or to grasp onto it. Some of the thoughts might be quite compelling and possibly familiar, traveling well-worn grooves. As soon as you become aware that you've fallen into one of these grooves or are involved in the content of a story, this becomes a moment of practice and of re-anchoring to the present moment. There's no need to analyze where you've gone or to try to figure anything out. Another analogy that might be helpful here is to think of a waterfall. And the water that's falling off a cliff, it's like our thoughts that are getting generated. And when we're lost in the content of a thought, it's like standing under the waterfall and the water is just hitting us in the head. And when we are simply aware of the process of thinking, it's like taking a step back from that waterfall. The water is still pouring and cascading. But the impact is very different. Noticing thoughts as best as we can without getting caught up in the content. Curious and open to any and all thoughts that arise and pass away. There may also be emotions that travel along with the thoughts, adding an emotional flavor to the thinking. Emotions are sometimes called feelings because they are felt in the body. And since all humans experience all emotions at times, and this is very normal, we could notice any feeling arising. Fear, happiness, anxiety, anger, sadness, joy. working with emotions now in a similar way as we just did with thoughts. Knowing that they're there, noticing with a friendly curiosity, and letting them be. Knowing that emotions aren't permanent or solid. Not grasping on to any emotions or pushing away from them. Scanning your awareness through the body now to notice where and how the emotional tone is showing up. And then staying with that as the object of your awareness from moment to moment. And now we'll be moving away from individual objects of attention and expanding into an open or choiceless awareness practice, open to anything that arises as prominent and distinct in each present moment. We are still present, but rather than directing the attention to a specific place, it's like we are sitting in the live stream of life. Open to what arises in our awareness. It could be anything, sounds or thoughts, physical sensations or emotions. Open and aware of the coming and going of all things. Fully present with whatever arises from moment to moment. Your attention, like the vast field of sky, not chasing after any particular state or pushing anything away, staying open and curious to each moment, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Being with each moment as it is. Everything arising, staying a while, and moving through. Cultivating here a sense of vast presence, fully present and open to whatever shows up. receiving life just as it is from moment to moment. Long pause, about 35 seconds. And just noticing where your mind is now. Aware of how the body is, the physical sensations, aware of the soundscape, aware of the breath, a deep knowing of how things are, of how you are. Maybe even aware of the power of the transient nature of things. We can't escape impermanence or uncertainty, and we don't always have much control over how the world is. But is it possible to be here just as you are, receiving things just as they are? And now shifting from the focus of choiceless awareness and coming back to the breath, narrowing your attention to this breath that's happening right now, to the flow of air entering and leaving the body, this close-in experience of breathing. Breath after breath. Each one anchoring you to this moment. Being with your life one breath at a time. As this practice comes to an end, you may wish to appreciate yourself for the effort and attention you've given. It's such a gift to take time out of the day to care for ourselves in this way, of intentionally noticing how things are, of being with life just as it is. May this willingness to bring fresh attention and awareness to each moment, and this making space to see things as they are and to see ourselves as we are, contribute to making wise and compassionate choices. May you have peace and ease. May all beings have peace and ease.